This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Wednesday DJV program on the air, October the 23rd. So what do we have? Another week and a day in the month of October. What's happened, ladies? Do you know? Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill on the move to get Halloween moved from a weeknight to Saturday.
I don't think it went anywhere.
It didn't go anywhere.
And I'm kind of bummed because I would have been in favor of that.
Around here, it sort of has taken... It's the last weekend of daylight savings.
The last Saturday of the month, it should be.
The last, yeah, right.
Yeah, but I guess some people are very traditional when it comes to that. They say, no, it has to be on All Hallows Eve.
I agree. I think that Halloween is spookier when it's on October 31st every year. Not that I'm going to do anything for it.
All right, so spiritual ramifications, I think, to it, too. All Hallows Eve and Souls Day.
So, Kara, you're going to love this. We had a couple of events at the farm around pumpkins and pumpkin carving and decorating pumpkins and that sort of thing. And one of the things, I kept it. A lot of Boy Scouts, I had 250 Boy Scouts in last week carving pumpkins and eating ice cream and that sort of thing. And you can imagine the most the favorite flavor is pumpkin ice cream. But some kids brought colors with them, and they painted pumpkins different colors. I'm looking at a blue one right now. It even looks spookier. These colors are the strange colors they brought
with them. Did they paint the whole thing, or did they just...
They painted the whole thing. The whole...
I'm a
traditionalist?
Yeah, I'm a pumpkin carving traditionalist.
Are you? Oh, that's good to know. Thank you. All right, let's move on.
Variety.
Orange, yeah. It's no good if it's not orange. So, Jennifer... let us move into the zone. And when I say the zone, I'm talking, I guess, in this circumstance, Rand Paul has been the staunchest ally, it would seem, of Donald Trump through all of this stuff, right?
It depends on the issue. Well, I think you could say Lindsey Graham's a pretty strong ally, but when it comes to...
But they've been at each other.
They're no fans of each other because they, Lindsey Graham is more of a war hawk and Rand Paul is more of a, let's just come back in, more of an isolationist or a populist. And so they're fighting it out again over Syria. And I really have to admit, in all honesty, I'm pretty split on what we should be doing in Syria. I understand the theory that providing American troops there does give them a bit of structure and security, but at the same time, was it worth going to war with Turkey to protect the Kurds and to keep those 200 troops in that area? And I don't think that the answer is yes. So in some ways, I agree with Rand Paul, but I do understand the side of Lindsey Graham as well. It's hard to know what is exactly right because the Middle East is so complicated, certainly, and there's so many things going on, and there's so much misreporting. The fact that it seems that they say, well, the U.S. withdrew, and that's why Turkey moved in. No, Turkey was already in. Turkey was already advancing, and so the question for the United States was, do we go to war and get into a military altercation with Turkey, or do we get the heck out of there? And so you can debate whether or not
that's appropriate. So is that chickening out? Some of the hawks call it sort of chickening out, right? You get through them doing their hawks and chickens.
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
The only thing is between what's his name, Erdogan and Putin met yesterday, and then they have a new deal, and it's a little bit. I don't know. I think it's a little bit alarming that the U.S. has absolutely no involvement whatsoever there now, and we're not part of this deal that they struck, and we have, and they didn't consult us, they didn't want us a part of it.
The deal is
it's an 18-mile safe zone on the border between Turkey and northern Syria. The Kurdish troops are supposed to stay south of it. The Russian military police and the Turkish military police are going to be patrolling that line. Now, that sounds fine, but I'm sure that's not going to stay a safe zone for 18 miles along the border there. So who knows? But we were not consulted. We were not, no one called us, and we're just completely out of it now. And I don't love that.
So
that
why
makes me a little bit alarmed.
Why are we giving $4.5 million to the Syrian Civil Defense Fund or organization or whatever they're called, White Helmets? Why are we doing that? What's that?
Well, to help. I don't know. Ease our conscience? I have no idea.
That money was always going. That's not new money.
Yeah, it's not new.
Is that foreign aid? Is that considered aid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's a civil group, right? It's not a military group.
The Syrian Civil Defense Unit, yeah.
Yeah.
Protecting civilians, religion, ethnic minorities, all about that, so...
Yeah.
In any case, Rand Paul blocked for the second time on the Senate floor a resolution that was opposing the Syria strategy that was put forth by the Trump administration. And it's easy for me to say, I'm still in Hawaii mode. Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate, he tried to do the vote to pass the House passed resolution, but it didn't go through. So there's no.
All right. Mayor Pete
pushback.
Seems to be coming up, speaking of pushing ahead in the polls that you saw, Victoria, was it, I forget who told me about Mayor Pete, but.
That was me.
Mayor, it was Jennifer, okay.
I've heard that he was doing better in Iowa, right? Was that
where
it was?
Yeah. He's surging in Iowa and actually now considered to be a top contender, at least
really?
In the state. Yeah.
Huh. Vice President.
Go ahead.
Vice President. He'd be vice president, I think, depending on
I would think he's probably going to run on a ticket with Elizabeth Warren, perhaps. Yeah. Unless she
really?
Wants to go for someone a little more diverse, yeah.
Hmm. Well, he's pretty diverse.
Joe Biden can't pick him. If it's Joe Biden, Joe Biden's going to need to pick someone who's African-American, I'm sure.
Really?
But he's surged 7 points since the last debate. Because
Pete,
every time he speaks,
Mayor Pete.
People go, wow, that guy's smart.
Yeah,
I mean,
smart.
People, I have Republican
young,
friends about
smart.
Him, actually.
Yeah, I
you
have
what,
Republican
Jennifer,
friends
what'd you
who
say?
Are...
What, go ahead. Let Victoria finish first.
No, I thought
she said that's what scares her about him.
Because he talks, but no, he talks just like Obama. And Obama, to me, used to talk and make people feel great. And he had talked in flowery language. And then you'd get a ton of really far-left progressive policy thrown at you. And that is what Mayor Pete's style is, where it sounds really good. And then if you really listen to what he's saying, it's pretty far-left.
All right. Let's talk about policy here for a moment or two as it relates to Pacific Gas and Electric. They're going to shut the power off again. How do they get away with this? There were sanctions that were brought against them after the last power shut off. 740,000 customers, 34 counties. The high winds, they say, caused a fire threat. So is that, again, more fire threats in some of the Northern California counties?
There's fire warnings all throughout the state of California. It's very hot, it's very dry, it's very windy. And PG&E announced on Monday evening that they would be cutting the power to 17 different counties
how
in Northern California.
But how do they just get away? How do they just say, okay,
it's a great
the
question.
Power.
But Doug, on Sunday, this last Sunday, there was a big expose in the LA Times where PG&E introduced the three men who make the decision to cut the power. And they said that this is going to be the new normal in California for at least the next 10 years until they're able to fix the infrastructure issues.
But they'd get off their arses and do what they're supposed to do.
They should have done this years ago.
Oh, my God.
Didn't.
What an outrage. Man, if I were a PG&E customer,
well, that's what
I'd
I think. If they're if they're willing to tell us who these men are, I think we should get their numbers, their cell phone numbers, their email addresses, and their home addresses so that we can make
they
sure that they're
out
experiencing the same
billion
thing they are.
Because of their role in the fire, and they're giving government entities another $1 billion. And yet it just goes on like they don't give a damn. I find this to be one of the most appalling realities in America today, frankly. What a standard is set. Ah, all right, so those are half a dozen stations in California, especially ones up in Northern California. You have our sympathy. I don't know what else we can do about it, but sympathy.
Get a great radio so you can listen to us.
Yeah, right, exactly. What would you, if you could brew beer in your stomach, what kind of beer would you brew? I'll maybe have an answer. We'll take a stab at that in a moment or two. Calitrin, speaking of what's in your stomach, you want to get rid of that extra roll that you got around your stomach? That's how I started using Calitrin. That's how I found them. After my winter, when I like to... I guess, we all do when we get around to Christmas, maybe Thanksgiving, and that's when it starts, New Year, and you don't get as much exercise in the winter as you do in the summer. So how about we do the best defense is a good offense? We'll play that game with Calitrin. Get started on the program right away because they have a huge Halloween special. It really kind of starts around Halloween when people are eating sweets and we're sampling here and there the stuff we buy or the stuff our children bring home. So if you would like to get started and stay with it, you got to have a certain amount of drive. You've decided you want to lose whatever X amount of weight, whatever you want to lose, then let's lose it the healthy way, the all-natural way. Weight loss can be no real bad problem. It takes a while, and you got to stay on the program in order to lose the weight for a while. So if you'd like to have your body be better off without all that weight, go with a company that's been in business doing this more exclusively the natural way for 20-some-odd years. All-natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It really works. It's a fabulous way, an easy way, for you to take care of your extra pounds. And you don't get any upset stomach or anything like that because it's all-natural. Settles right in. Right now, as I mentioned, a huge Halloween special, buy three and get three. That's it. So stay on the program for 6 months. Buy three bottles, get three bottles. Don't miss out. This is the biggest deal of the year for you to get rid of the biggest problem you have, and that's your weight. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com, or go to Facebook.com/Calitrin. Use the DJV code to get the special deals. That's it. DJV code at Calitrin.com. Lose the weight the healthy way.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Victoria just did. We're talking about brewing beer in your stomach. There's a study by this gastroenterologist. Is that a word?
Enterologist.
That too, yeah. Right. This guy claimed that he hadn't had a drop of alcohol. He was stopped, given a breathalyzer test, and he had a blood alcohol limit of, what, it was 1.5 or something. Whatever. What is it supposed to be? It's under...
I think 0.08 is okay.
He was impaired. He was twice over the limit anyway.
Wow.
And he said, I just ate this stuff, and he told him what he'd eaten. And apparently in his chemical makeup in his body, he actually made alcohol. His stomach created alcohol like beer in his stomach. And it created candida, all kinds of things.
Ugh.
It did lab tests. And so apparently he was treated with antifungal medications to get rid of the yeast. But beer is made with yeast, right?
Right.
I don't know that much about beer, but I know there's yeast in it.
Mm-hmm.
And carbohydrates and that sort of thing.
In all alcohol, their yeast is involved in wine, too. Yeah.
Whenever he ate carbs, it fermented inside of him.
Ugh. Yeah. I'm so grossed out by this story. Like, ugh. Leave it to Doug to bring the grossest story.
I wanted to have a little chuckle, and you provided me with a chuckle. Oh, thank you.
Great.
21 after the hour. My ladies are the heroes of the program on the DJV show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ascending into the music realm now in the DJB program, Victoria, Kara, and Doug with Lana Del Rey, who's got a good gimmick here. Although I'm intrigued listening to you, I don't know this lady's music. I've heard of her, but I think we probably talked about her before here. You both made mention of, Victoria asked Kara to make sure she had the clean versions of these songs. What is this lady known
for?
Well,
the name of the album is Norman Effing Rockwell, so yeah, there are a few curses throughout the album. It's a brilliant album. I love it. I listen to it all the time. It's really good, but yeah, I just wanted to make sure we don't shock anyone.
Anyway, the gimmick here is she's asking on Instagram for potential opening acts for her current tour, which is kind of a smart idea, providing a little chance for unknown artists to share the stage with her. That makes a good deal of sense. In a tweet, she wrote, quote, "We're about to get on the road from Albuquerque to Nashville and everything in between. Let me know if you have any favorite acts in all the towns we're going to so we can get them up on stage to sing." Just a quick personal reference. If you go to my, every once in a while people who listen to this program go to my farm website, which is Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. Last weekend, we had a battle of the local bands on Saturday.
That's fun.
And then on Sunday, we invited all of the local high school and college bands to come and play. We set up a stage to play, and it was really, one group was really good. I remember we were working on a piece of equipment in the barn, and I was listening to these kids, and I went outside and I was watching the people who were just really excited to have them there. So I think, by the way, this is a smart thing. Bring the locals up. Mm-hmm. Del Rey recently wrapped up a string of dates in support of her
Norman Rockwell effing album. Rockwell.
As she's back on the road, back on stage November the 3rd in Albuquerque, followed by shows in Denver and Sioux Falls and Chicago. So local, yeah, that makes good sense. The album has been one of her most critically acclaimed. She's brought out special guests on all of the stops. Joan Baez came out, Chris Isaac, Sean Ono Lennon, and Leonard Cohen's son, Adam, performing duets.
By the way, Adam Cohen looks so much like your son, Brendan. It's crazy.
Really?
It's
really?
Amazing. Yeah. Huh. Because you and Leonard Cohen don't look anything alike, but your sons both do.
Really? That's very interesting. All right. Well, thank you for telling me that. I'll pass that along. Next up at 26 after here in our music portion of this hour, Tori Kelly has announced a tour called Inspired by True Events, bringing her latest studio album of the same name to real life. She has a tour hitting the road in January at the House of Blues in Cleveland. She said, quote, playing these songs live is a reminder that we all need to know that we are not alone. If I were to put out an album that didn't talk about the personal issues, personal stories, I'd be faking it and hiding from the truth. Turns out that the uncomfortable place was the most honest and true place for me. It was right where I needed to be, and from there I could tell my story. So what is her story, ladies? I don't know.
I don't know. I really don't know much about her. She's a
deep,
kind of soulful.
Album.
Yeah, so maybe she's gone through something that maybe her biggest fans know, or maybe not. I don't know.
The tickets are on sale starting Friday at 10 o'clock local time. For a special experience, CID Entertainment is offering two deluxe concert packages for fans, both of which include access to the sound check, which goes on just before the show starts, limited edition merchandise, and either a personal or group photo with Tori along with the ticket. So the tour is January to March. All right? So if you're a Tori Kelly fan, there you go. Info that is helpful. We're all about that here on the DJV program. It's 28 past the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House defending President Trump's tweet yesterday that referred to the ongoing House impeachment inquiry as a lynching. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley saying that the president was not comparing the impeachment probe to one of the darkest moments in American history and argued that Trump has used many words to describe how he's been treated. Trump's comment has been condemned by members of both parties, but U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham is not among them. He told reporters,
"So yeah, this is a lynching in every sense. This is un-American."
Two associates of President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani face arraignment today on federal campaign finance charges. The two are charged with funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal foreign campaign contributions to U.S. candidates and political action committees. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Words of wisdom, words of the day. This is the DJV program for Wednesday. We have two more. Well, one another Wednesday after today in the month of October. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, enjoying some of the camaraderie that we have every day. We gain more consciousness of the things that are sometimes a little more subtle, the aspects of being connected. We all have that, I think, but The group that I have on the air, I think, connects well. I know we connect well, all of us, with each other and with a lot of you. That's why you're listening, and I appreciate that. So do we all, actually. It's good to know that somebody's listening. Isn't that sweet? The sad story of this youngster, Victoria, from West Point, the cadet, who was it Friday night. Disappeared. This kid, yeah. 20 years old, what happened?
He failed to show up for one of the military exercise classes, something that he was supposed to do, and then they started looking for him, and they discovered that an M4 rifle was also missing. Yeah. And officials said they didn't think he had any ammunition in his possession. They have not indicated whether they did or not, but They found his body last night at 9:47 p.m. on the campus of West Point. So the state police in New York searched 6,000 acres in 4 days. They had dive teams in the Hudson River and in lakes and ponds nearby the campus. They used sonar technology. They really pulled out all the stops to find this guy, and unfortunately they did find him. They took their search back to the campus when they realized that he had no cell phone or financial activity, so they knew he had probably never left the campus. Karen and I were just talking about it. The West Point campus is very remote, and it's beautiful. It sits high up. If you imagine it was, imagine like a Revolutionary War fort sitting up high on the Hudson River, surrounded by trees and lots of land. So it's a pretty remote area, but apparently he never really made it that far. So it's just very sad.
What was his intention? Who knows what his intention? Who knows?
We don't know. They're being very delicate. They're not saying what the cause of death is, but obviously it seems like it's suicide. They said his death is under investigation, but they don't suspect any foul play. They don't suspect that anyone else is involved. So it all is leading to suicide, which is very, very sad.
Well, speaking of that, we were talking earlier about these 39 dead bodies that were found in a truck container in southeastern England. They had come on a truck from Bulgaria, got into... It's this small little area, the access area, getting into the southeast part of England. And the truck was on a ferry, apparently, from France. When it got over, people all paying, it would seem. The Irish driver has been arrested, but there were, this has happened before, where people, a number of vehicles actually, have been slipping through, bringing migrants into England. This is one of the big problems. Brexit has come about as a result of all of the illegals that have come into England from the theater of war in the Middle East. And people are getting in any way they can. There was no toilet on board this truck. There was no food on board the truck. It was a refrigerator truck. It was just, horrendous. But it'll get a lot of attention. I think that story's going to get a lot of attention in the next 24 hours or so. As the attention on Hong Kong also getting more attention, the attention on Hong Kong gets more attention. That's quite a sentence, isn't it? The attention on Hong Kong gets more attention. Okay. The legislative body there in Hong Kong has withdrawn some legislation. Remember, Hong Kong is a separate entity. Even though the Chinese claim ownership, mainland China claims ownership of Hong Kong, the Hong Kong East. I think we've been struggling with kind of how we call the people from Hong Kong, but the people who live there have rejected, especially the old timers. I don't know that the kids have been. If you look at the faces of the people who are doing the protesting, people of all ages, it's pretty interesting to see how this whole thing has captured the attention of the world, because it's basically this small group of people giving the finger to China. Really, when you get right down to it, isn't it? That may be crude, but that's what it is.
Right.
The unrest is because they don't want to be part. They want to have democracy. They've made demands. The Chinese have said no. And they said, well, okay, we're going to keep making a lot of noise until you give us what we want. So, you got to wonder what the end is going to be here, because the Chinese don't usually cotton particularly well to this sort of thing. I've seen, I don't know, speculation on China. I found when I went to China, it was a fabulously interesting place, Frank. I found the people that I met, anyway, were warm, wonderful. The country is beautiful, very interesting. Food is awful. But most of the places in the world, frankly, except the Middle East. I've been fortunate to go to most areas in the world, and I have never liked the Middle East. I've been to the Middle East 4 or 5 times, and I don't consider Israel to be the Middle East, even though I guess it is. I'm talking about places like Egypt, and then you go further into Jordan, And I was in Syria once. Ugh, what a horrible place. Just awful. And, you know, I was just talking about the conditions in that truck. The conditions, people, we have no idea in the West. No idea. Unless you're in Saudi Arabia, or Jordan's fairly progressive. Libya, but the further in you go into the desert, the less likely, it's almost like the old nomadic, you know, the old nomadic way of living. People just travel around from place to place. They don't have homes. They don't really have families. They migrate around and pick up what they can to survive. It's a way of life, even though if you look at the homeless situation in our country, in some of the bigger cities like Los Angeles, and I don't know, it doesn't seem to exist, Victoria, in New York, but it does. It's in Washington, it's a huge problem. I don't know, how is it in Baltimore, Kara? How's the homeless problem in Baltimore? Is it noted? Is it noticeable?
It's a big problem in New York, too.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean,
it's really bad again. After Giuliani shipped everybody out, it's really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the times I notice them most are the people who are on the corners, like, asking for money. It seems like most big intersections in Baltimore, they're there. Mm-hmm. I don't see a ton of people sleeping on the street, but they're definitely there, yeah.
Yeah, well, but multiply that times 10, 20, 30, pick a number. And that's what it's like to live in some of these areas. Africa is the same, where people, especially in the poorer areas, I remember going into Nairobi and into not only Kenya, but the whole Horn of Africa over on that west side. The people and the way they live and the squalor in which they live, it's just unthinkable. But I wonder how we could eliminate that sort of thing. Is there help? Is there a way of doing it? I mean, I don't think we should be told that we must help them. I think we should know enough to want to help them. Does that statement make any sense? No, this is what education, this is what travel does for you. There are a lot of beautiful places to travel. I've, as I said, been to lots of great places, but I've also been to some places that were pretty disturbing. And I've never forgotten, and I've talked a lot about it, to the point of helping raise money over in Addis Ababa. Went to Mother Teresa's hospital. You've heard me, ladies, talk about my experience there, seeing all these people dying of malaria and AIDS, and the people standing outside. There's a line of hundreds and hundreds of people there's at the back end of this hospital building, the facility, is just a big fire pit. And they have cauldrons that are basically cooking porridge. And they cook it all day and all night. People stand in line, they get a bowl, and they eat it, and they go to the back of the line. And they just, that's how they spend their lives. There are facilities, so they can go to the bathroom. There's no place to sleep. They stand in line, or they sit down, or they fall asleep, and people walk over them. It's just like stuff you just couldn't imagine. Unless you walk some of the streets of Los Angeles under the highways, you can see the same kind of stuff there. It's a contradictory kind of way of living. Anyway, how did I get off on that? I was talking about the situation with the truckers coming up from the Middle East. I wouldn't, if that was the only way to get out, I might do that myself if you were faced with that sort of thing. In a moment, I would like to have us examine what autumn is all about, what the fall is all about, what the trees are about, and what life for us, what is it like, what do you get for pleasure out of this time of year? A little reflection and examination of that. 44 after the hour. Let's talk about something wonderful when it comes to blood sugar controls, not wanting to take drugs. This is the new norm, you know. We have this focus on the drug companies and how much money they make. There are plenty of drugs around you can take to keep your blood sugar where it's supposed to be. A lot of doctors will prescribe this, that, and the other thing to manage your blood sugar. And a lot of people are reluctant to do that because they know, you know, they hear everyday stories about how people get onto drugs and they can't get off of them. So here's a new beta for the people who are perhaps like you. Maybe they're diabetic, pre-diabetic. Maybe they just like sugar and stuff like I do. A product that's come to my attention the last couple of months is Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. This is the advanced natural glucose support mechanism that can create a brand new you. 100% natural. It's vegan and vegetarian friendly. That is something that none of these other things, Victoria, can claim. Vegan and vegetarian friendly. Now, excuse me, I suppose if I'm thinking about it, if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, how much sugar are you likely to have in your system?
Well, a lot of vegans can eat a lot of junk food. There is plenty of junk food out there. A
lot of stuff out there. So, for those of you who have type 2 diabetes or are in that pre-diabetic, excuse me for a second. Boy, these allergies. Anyway, to make my point and move on, modern science has helped us come up with a natural way, and that's what Curalin is, to control your blood sugar. So if you'd like to take advantage of a $20 special on the first order of Curalin, go to Curalin.net, use the DJV code, and save $20. That's Curalin.net, enter promo code DJV. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
An October day on the radio, the Doug, Stefan, Victoria, Keelan, Kara, Shellen Love Fest, fall. I was thinking about this. I'm coming up with this because I took a trip to Vermont to a couple of farms this past weekend, and I noticed that the coloring up there was at its peak. It still really isn't peaked here. I mean, we have a lot of nice yellows. I'm looking out the window at my trees, yellows and oranges and golds and stuff, but it's not really there yet.
We've got green and brown, and that's it.
Yeah, right.
At the Jersey Shore, it's just green, and then we didn't have rain for so long, so then the leaves turn brown, and then they just fall off. So we didn't really have any transition here.
There's a time for reflection. I think the summer is over, leaves are falling off, we're cleaning up, kind of. Is that fall for a lot of people? You kind of clean up your act, or is that what spring is about? I think there's a conflict. I was thinking spring brings you the new fresh of everything, and fall, you look back at what's happened the past summer, if you will, or the year at this point. I'm thinking about what a momentous year this has been for me, anyway. And a lot of it, the cycle is coming to completion for a lot of things I've been working on for a year. I don't know, maybe that's the completion here is the end of life, and you go into a doldrum, and then you come out of it at the beginning of the year. So there's always a time for hope. I think maybe that's what autumn brings to me, if that makes any sense. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Moment. most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Big super liner docking, and what the horn would sound like. Right? However, that is not what this is. It's Movie Moments time here on the DJV program with Chuck Curry. This is music from The Terminator. How many of those have been? Four, five, six, seven? How many of those things have there been, Chucker?
Next week will be the sixth entry in that overall franchise, which spans back to 1984, Doug, the first
Terminator. A lot
Terminator
of buzz
movie.
On it because the original cast is sort of reunited, right?
Linda Hamilton's back in the franchise. You know, Arnold's been in, he's actually been in all of them, but really in one of them, which was Terminator Salvation back in 2009. He was just CGI'd for a couple minutes in the film, so that really doesn't count. So I would say he's been in five of the six. This is the third entry Linda Hamilton has been in, and they're going to follow what they did in the Halloween franchise. Basically, they're going to ignore everything that came after Terminator 2 and do revisionist. It worked. It did work at Halloween, so we'll see. But the buzz is pretty good. The advanced reviews is pretty good, especially on the sort of the geek sites digging this movie.
Why the geek sites?
Because they're more into geeks? Genres. They're at like Collider. slash film.com. There's a bunch of them that embrace genre stuff. I'm not talking about the Rex Reeds of the world, Doug, that don't like anything. Yeah. I'm talking about, you know.
Well,
you get that. I was talking to somebody about Rex Reed the other day. You know, Rex Reed was reviewing movies in the 1970s.
Yes.
And he's still reviewing movies now.
He's wearing a real plaid sport coat. Looks silly.
Yeah. And usually he disliked viciously about 90% everything that he went to see. That was his M.O. I don't really get that, though. I mean, what's the point of...
So why pay attention? That's what I say.
That you hate?
Why pay attention to the... I look at a trailer, and that's how I decide if I want to see a movie. Or if it's something that I like the star in, or it's it's with a group of movies, like Bruce Willis in Die Hard, or something like that.
Right.
You know, or I don't like the Terminator movies, because for me... They were way too violent. Like a lot of, I don't go to see everything, and I don't even with Stallone or with Schwarzenegger. But I would have. The only movie I think I never saw what's his face was in. What's his face? Hello, the Western with Sharon Stone. That he was the bad guy in it. Why am I blanking?
Gene Hackman.
I would generally go see everything he was in.
Quick and the Dead. I like that movie a lot.
Yeah,
actually.
Really.
But you don't care about reviews. Let me ask you a question. If you really look forward to a movie and you see it gets panned by 90% of the critics, doesn't bother. You want people to.
It disturbs
more
me.
Excited,
but I'll say I like the movie. I'll tell my friends.
I get that.
I like the movie. You know, if you go and
that.
I mean, how are these so-called critics any better or smarter than I am? I resent somebody telling me.
But having said that, if you get 150 reviews of one film and the consensus is that the film stinks, there's a good chance that this film has a lot of issues. If you get that many people mocking it,
right?
I mean, you could go against the grain though.
I mean, maybe just the entertainment value of seeing something that's silly. I mean, for a long time, I wouldn't go see, movies that had McCarthy in it because I thought she was banal.
Right. Well, I'll give you an example. Let's just say hypothetically, you go on a date with 10 different women, and maybe one likes you. I mean, that's a good thing, no?
Chugger. All right. So speaking of dating. How many of you paid attention to Jennifer Lawrence's wedding? If you look at all those dresses, Chucker, I know you love to see women.
I heard she got married last week. I didn't see the pictures. You want to fill me in?
Really?
No.
Wow, it's just a lot of actor. The thing that attracted my attention is somebody that I know that has a food truck went there to supply hamburgers. Yeah, he had a fabulous day. It was kind of funny.
So anyway, I got one other story. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker will be the longest running Star Wars movie in terms of running time. 2 hours and 35 minutes, beating the last installment by 3 minutes. You have any problem with running time? Is there a certain running time that you go to a movie and say, this is a little too long, despite the fact it's really good? Is there any breaking point? You have 2 hours, 2.5, 3?
No. I don't think about it. I don't look at it that way. No, not at all. Okay. You do, though. You're always talking
I think 2.5 hours at that point, the movie better be really good. Really good.
Yeah. Well, that's what would keep you there in the first place. Chuck Curry, thank you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.